Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show that you're listening to now live, and the Kids for Love project. And all that good stuff is on the Dream Vision 7 site. Now, this is a Dream Vision 7 broadcast live. The Love by Intuition show is heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And usually on Tuesdays at 6, we are live. And if anyone would like to call in, the number here, and we want callers, Bob is in the house, and the number is 833-220-1200. Now, if this is the first time you've tuned in, we are a syndicated Boston-based internet radio station with all the bells and whistles. You can listen in your car, in the house, on your mobile devices, and we are really honored to be the media partner for the Omega Institute. And when you hear some of the workshops on the commercials, not all the ones that are on commercials, the 20% off, all you do is when registering, state the code DREAM, and you receive 20% off, which is exciting. We have a great, amazing guest. She's actually been on the Love by Intuition show previously. She's also been on Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick. And so you can go to Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, do a search and listen to previous shows, because I am just so impressed with Sherianna Boyle. She is professional speaker, a seasoned yogi, and author of 7 books. She has published over 75 articles, featured in Psychology Today, Mantra Yoga and Health, and a number of others. She has a master's in education, an advanced graduate study in school psychology from UMass Boston, yay! And she has actually been a school psychologist in an elementary school. So she's done a lot of things. She has a lot of modality under her belt, different ones. And tonight we are going to talk about Emotional Detox. It is her latest book, 7 Steps to Release Toxicity and Energize Joy. Sometimes the brain doesn't go with the mouth. So without further ado, Sherianna, come on in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
I have to commend you right from the beginning, because this book has come along through your own personal sacrifices, one would say, because of your marriage. And bravo, because not everyone would come through with their truth. They would make believe it's someone else's story. And you learned as you went along, and yet you have hundreds and hundreds of clients that are living the truth of the 7 steps for emotional detox. Correct?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I'm on a mission now. I'm really, that's my mission every day, is to introduce people to the steps, to coach people, because it does require a little bit of coaching. Like any tools or techniques, you need some practice and how to implement them into daily life. So I'm on a mission to teach as many people as I can. And now I'm working for a company called Pesci, which is a company that provides professional recertification, licensure for professionals, therapists and teachers and so on and so forth. So it is my intention to teach the teachers, if you will, so that we can reach more people with these tools, children, parents, and communities, and nurses, and all sorts of people. So, yeah.
No. Will they end up with a certification type for teaching these seven steps?
We're working on it. We're at the beginning right now. I'm working with Pesci. I'm going to be on the road doing workshops about children and adolescents and anxiety, and we are working on the process of creating something so people can walk away with something. And I've really refined it. It's still the same seven steps. The book is clear, definitely the foundation. And now, as I've been practicing and teaching, I've learned how to teach it. I mean, that's I think half of it. It was really, I've been to Kripalu. I've done weekend long retreats and learned a ton. You know, when you have a lot of people, a room full of people in front of you that want to have an emotional detox, you learn a lot real quick. And then I've brought it to women's shelters. And that's really when something clicked for me, Deborah, was actually in the shelters, because I had about 30 minutes with these women. It's a lot to get them there, to transportation, daycare, all that stuff. So I learned, okay, at one point I just had this aha moment, and I ripped out a sheet of paper, and it was like, okay, here we go. And they were like, oh my gosh, we got it. We got it. And so it's just been a couple years now of really learning how to teach these tools. I know they work, but how can I teach them in a way so everybody can access them and implement them and feel like it's fairly simple? Because when you talk about emotions, people get afraid. They're like, oh boy,
right.
Oh no, this is going to be a process, or, oh, you know, I just don't do that, like, or I don't have time for that, or, oh gee, do you have all day, you know, that kind of thing. And I think most people, they get afraid. They feel like it's like opening up a can of worms, and they're just going to crumble, or they're just going to have to go through all this anguish, and it's just not the case. And I'm finding people are pleasantly surprised how light it is that you leave. And that's my intention, because when I shared my story of healing my husband and I from the marriage, there were many times where we left our sessions, our therapy sessions, and we felt like we were both run over by trucks. I mean, we just felt like, how are we going to work? Like, how are we going to function? And although I'm very grateful for that process and the person that helped us in those sessions, I did think to myself, you know, I really like to find another way to heal where you can walk away feeling lighter. And I do feel this is great in addition to, I'm not saying it's going to replace anything, but I think it's a great resource for people to even end a session with, so that everybody walks away feeling empowered. And that's my goal, that you, when you feel your emotions, you feel lighter and empowered, and you're like, wow, that's it. That's amazing. So, and it's happening. I'm seeing it all the time.
Very good. And we are, the human is designed in a sense where we just stuff everything so we cannot feel, and then we're either medicating ourselves in one shape or form so that we don't have to feel. And it's so silly in a sense, because I believe that's why we're here on earth, to learn, you know, to learn what it's like to feel. I mean, we're spirit and we resonate in love, but when we come here, it's getting back to love, but yet in essence that's through experiences, feeling our emotions, and allowing whatever we're experiencing to be, so we can do the shift. I mean, I'm with you. So it's emotional reactivity is what the human does. And so tell us a little bit about what that means for the listeners, and how do emotions get overprocessed?
So an emotional detox is not about getting rid of your emotions. And I think sometimes we think that's what it's like. We relate in the form of a detox from chemicals or substances, and it's not that. We're not looking to get rid of our emotions. We're actually looking to get to them, because we bury them. So we either suppress them or we repress them. And repress means we distract ourselves. I know I'm anxious, but I need to do this right now, that kind of thing. And suppression is just, we just bury it in the subconscious mind. And so reactivity is something that we do to be able to handle the discomfort. So it's the way, reactivity is the way that I handle behaviors, coping mechanisms. And something's coming up that's uncomfortable, and I react by either repressing or suppressing that emotion. And some of the ways that we do that is through the narratives that we tell ourselves. You know, we tell ourselves that, you know, just, again, we don't have time, or we, you know, that doesn't matter. You know, we have these dialogues that go in our head that create the reactivity in the body. So we're looking, the way I look at it is, Deborah, this is the journey of an emotional detox, is when you are in a state of reactivity, what is happening when you feel that discomfort in your body is you're getting triggered. And I know not everyone likes that word. I know sometimes they bring it up, and some therapists, you know, don't like it when I use that word, or they would prefer a different term. But the best term I can come up with is you're being triggered. And so when you're being triggered, the body usually gets tense, right? We get a lot of times we get a lot of tightness in our stomach area when we're triggered. We get tightness in the neck and in the shoulders and in the jaw. A big sign of being triggered is you get distracted. Your breathing changes when you're being triggered. Your breath tends to become more shallow and up in the chest or the throat area, or we stop breathing at all. Another way to look at it is it's either the fight, flight, flee, or I call fixed response, right? So there's non-movement in the body when we're being triggered. And what happens when you're being triggered is the body's actually remembering something. It's remembering a memory. And now we know that the memories are, you know, they're in the hippocampus of the brain, and they're also within the cells of the body. And so the body's remembering something, a feeling, an emotion that was never fully processed. So we had that emotion earlier in life. Let's say it's like, I don't know, guilt or shame or something, or fear, and we never really let that emotion run. So we buried it, or we pushed it away. Some people eat, some people run, some people avoid, some people become really great people pleasers, and or they take on too much. They become workaholics, or whatever it is that we do. We know that we're being triggered. So the body is remembering something, an earlier wound in the body. And so we have two choices at that point. We can either say, okay, body, I get it. Something is coming up, and the person in front of me, the situation is reflecting it. And I can either heal or I can re-traumatize myself. And so those are the only two choices you have. And an emotional detox journey says, I'm choosing to heal. I'm not going to run through all of these memories and put my body through this again. And so that's when I had to make the decision, when I was put myself on the emotional detox journey, was it was too much to keep going back. Every time I would go back and think about in the past, this happened or that happened, or in the future, what happened that I don't know that happened, I would actually re-traumatize my body, and I could feel it. I could feel all that tension and the stress come in the body. And I had to make a very clear choice. This is not the way I'm going to go. So I call that reactivity. It's how we make the uncomfortable comfortable. And you have many levels. We have low levels of reactivity, we have medium levels of reactivity, and we have high levels of reactivity. I always describe high levels as like you can't even be in the room, right? You're like, I gotta go. Or you can't even go. Usually people with high levels of reactivity don't show up. They don't go to therapy. They don't get the help they need. Very, very high levels. And I don't believe in zero levels of reactivity, because I do believe that we are here on the planet to learn. And guess what? We're all going to get triggered. There's going to be something that shows up in all of our lives, whether it's a situation or a person, and it's going to reveal in us that something is there to be healed. We don't get to choose when we're triggered, but we get to choose how we handle it.
Exactly. And it happens throughout all our lives. Even when you are conscious and you're living from that place of love and you understand how your body works and the feelings, you can acknowledge them. But the trick is, as you said, is when it does come, you say, okay, you know, here we are. What is this about? And you feel them. And that's how you get to the core of them as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just recognizing that this is an opportunity to heal something in you and yourself that was probably already there.
Right. And you mentioned even as a baby, an innocent child starts to cry and the mother comes to pick the child up. So automatically now the child is thinking there's something wrong with crying. Mm-hmm. So some of it is so simplistic and yet profound with acknowledging or getting to know, connecting
right.
the dots.
Yeah, and knowing that mother, when we do that, and I know I did that plenty of times, I ran over, oh, be quiet, you know, that very often it's because the parent is in a trigger. So what I explain in the book is really the number one step in a detox is to become aware that you are in a trigger, that your body is at the beginning of it. So we get that, again, that fight, flight, freeze, or I add an emotional detox, fixed response. You know, so when we run to our children and we want to hurry, you know, be quiet, hurry up, let's make this go away real quick, get everybody back to, you know, quote unquote normal, that's a fixed response. And that's really about the parent. They were triggered. There was something in them, a memory, an emotion that was never really processed. It never fully digested. It's like food. We have to fully digest it to get the nourishment. And then on the other hand, we have the overprocessing. And that's when we pour all of our thoughts on everything, all of our worries and our stories and our narratives, and we put so much reactivity on it that all of a sudden it's like pouring chemicals on the food or pesticides. It's not as nutritious as it could have been had you just let it be raw and natural in the moment. We get triggered all the time, and that's okay. And what's important is that very first step is just learning to become aware. Wait a minute, I catch yourself, and then I offer the steps for how to tone down that reactivity and start to begin to go into the process of actually feeling what's coming up so that you can complete it, because it's a pattern.
Right. And the steps, would you like to go through the steps or just mention them and a little bit about each one? I know you have to prepare, and more or less we're talking about that, and then... I remember emit.
The first step is, again, is the awareness of you're in a trigger, right? Knowing and really understanding what that looks like, what that feels like in the body, how it shows up, and then you have a choice. And so that first step is the research that I did. It was kind of interesting because I had just written Mantras Made Easy. My last book was called Mantras Made Easy. And I had decided after that I really wanted to write about emotions. And I wanted to know more, like, where do they come from and what happens when we don't feel them and where do they go? Yeah, I just had all these questions. So I'm researching for about 6 weeks. And so I had the bulk of the research done, and that's when I found out about my husband's affair. It was 6 weeks after I did the bulk of the research, and I had my whole proposal put together for it. And so by the grace of God, I had that done, because I could have never done that research in the way that I did had I after I learned. And so when I was in the trauma, and I called trauma anything where you're scared stiff, and I knew, I kind of knew right away what to do, because I learned so much about, well, number one, the vagus nerve, which I talk about it in that step one, and how important it is to tone your vagus nerve every single day. It's the largest, the 10th cranial nerve that connects the brain and the gut, and how important it is that we take care of that nerve and nourish it, and lots of ways to do that. So that's the number one step, is really learning to first know that you're in a trigger, and then choosing to go to your body to tone that nerve so that you can bring those levels down. And in the beginning, it feels a little like, you know, a little different, a little awkward, a little strange. But now I noticed, just the other day I was teaching a workshop, and somebody was talking about their child going off to college, and they were feeling triggered by that. And right away I felt it in my stomach, and I started toning my nerve. And I had no idea I was doing that. And I was like, oh, my gosh. This is what happens when you do those steps for a while. You surpass your brain.
Yes.
You just do it. No. You know what I mean? There was no thought.
Yes. Yes. Now hold all that, and I want to talk more about the vagus nerve when we come back. But we're going out for a break, everyone. The numbers, if you'd like to call, Bob is in the house. The toll-free is 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. The book is called Emotional Detox, 7 Steps to Release Toxicity and Energize Joy. And Sherianna's website is Sherianna Boyle, and Sherianna is with one R. I'll spell it the next time I share it. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With a 40-year track record pioneering holistic studies and helping more than a million people find a deeper sense of purpose, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for an integrated approach to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Male or female, we all age and would love to look and feel our best. There are ways to sharpen our brains and smooth our skin. Nerium International, through True Botanicals, real science and proven results, have created a holistic line of anti-aging products for skin, body, and mind, holistically reversing and preventing the aging process. For a free sample, go to wellness.nerium.com and call and text Stephen at 1-604-603-5477.
Our bodies retain the energy of our life experiences, which often causes stagnation and blocks. When we reconnect to divine energy, our mind and body are filled with pure love and light. Join Rob Wergen at Omega and experience divine light transmissions to clear old patterns, experiences, and beliefs. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for the workshop Reconnect to Divine Energy with Rob Wergen, September 28th to 30th. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back.
And for everyone out there, if you'd like to check out Dream Vision 7 website, it's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. You can see all the different hosts, all coming from their truth, all with their own modalities and messages, but we're all going in the same direction of helping people find joy and peace and how to heal themselves and all the good things that the station represents. We're with Sherianna Boyle, and she is a professional speaker, seasoned yogi, author of 7 books. One of them I love is Choosing Love, which so resonates with everything that we do. And today we're talking about emotional detox. It's a cleanse that she has created or received or all of the above, for people to really get down to feeling their emotions and being able to come from that place in everything they do. And what happens, as the book explains, is you actually energize joy and find more joy in your life. Sherianna, I wanted to talk with you more about the vagus nerve and how to stimulate it, because I was so... it's really energy work, and I was so excited about that, and you can do it every single day. And there's a number of things. Just what I was excited about is just putting cold water on your face and ice cubes, singing a tune.
Yes, exactly. Yes, actually the first 4 steps of the cleanse tone the vagus nerve. So I always say to people, if you didn't feel a shift after the first step, don't worry. By the 4th step, you will, because all 4 steps will tone that nerve, and it's a matter of just what resonates with you. But there's some manual ways that you can do acupressure presses, and describe that in the book, where you can push, there's points on the bottom of our feet, there's points on our ears, you can also do it through, like you said, singing or chanting mantra, drinking really cold glass of water. Eye contact also tones the nerve. Giving someone a hug, when you hug your children, just holding that hug for a little bit can tone the nerve. Exercise, yoga, any kind of aerobic activity, and even some resistance training can tone the nerve. So it's really easy to do. It's a matter of, as you know, connecting your intention to it. So it's a matter of taking that in. It's my intention to tone this nerve. It is my intention to choose to heal. And I'm going to begin that process by connecting to the nerve. And what I love is when I do the presses, they're about an inch above the navel area. And it really just brings me to my solar plexus area, right above the navel. And it takes you out of your head and just reminds you to go back into your body. And it's having a dialogue with the body. Body, I hear you. Body, I hear you. I see you and I validate you. And I'm choosing to heal. I get it. I get the information here. So if we don't choose to heal, then I call that following a trigger. And following a trigger looks like thinking, it looks like distracting, it looks like going into all the dynamics and the dance that we do with in relationships, the tit for tat kind of thing. And so really noticing and choosing, no, I'm not going to follow it today. I'm choosing to heal. And when you press on that nerve, you really bring yourself to your body in the present moment. And what's going to happen as you tone that every day is you're going to start to feel more loose when you do it. Your shoulders will start to relax, jaw. And you just feel your body going into that state where it can feel your feelings. It's kind of like a computer where you need a little time to download a new program. It's just like downloading the emotion. And here's the thing, most often you don't have to label your emotion. And this is where many people get very thrilled about what I have to say. They think, really? I don't have to label them all? Like, because there's a lot. And I'm like, yes, you don't have to, right? You don't have to label your feelings to feel them. In fact, I highly recommend you don't. You just go through the process. You observe your body. Your body will let you know. You can talk about it later, but I always say cleanse first and then talk, because the conversation will be different, and you might not even have to talk about it after you cleanse it. So always err on that side. So we tone that nerve through, I do it through presses. I also do it through yoga, through stretching, cat stretches, very simple chair exercises that can do that. And also, again, that drinking the water, lots of ways.
Yeah, and you even get into it. There's so many little tidbits of information throughout the book that just rings true. I love when you just mentioned that when you drink the water, bless it, bless the food, bless the different things. Because when you're, and I find, and you probably do as well, that's why you mentioned, is when you do that, you receive more nutrients from everything, and it just feels good. Just feels like you're on top of everything. How do you feel when let me ask you this instead. With your clients that come, have you found over time, is there a common denominator where they may get stumped, or they may ask you questions, or how can they overcome this particular thing? Can you think of something that many do?
I think that the common denominator is what they realize by towards the end of the cleanse is, and what I teach as well, is that most of what we're calling an emotion is actually a reaction. So
very good.
Emotion has movement. When we are triggered, the body's in a state of non-movement. And what we have been doing is calling the non-movement an emotion, such as guilt, such as shame, such as disappointment. And in my opinion, after writing this book, it's that I believe that there's only one emotion, and that is love. I believe all of the other emotions are really reactions.
What about fear, which is the opposite?
Fear has limited movement. I see fear as the stress response, really, to the purpose. We don't ever want to get rid of fear because it can keep us safe, right? We want people, when you're connected to your gut, fear can have movement and keep you safe. You know, it can help you to make a decision, make a choice based on a gut feeling, even though it might not make sense. And people might not agree with you, and still you can trust your gut. It's a sense.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it is a reaction as well. I mean, there is movement, but I really believe that if it's an emotion, then you would feel better.
Right.
And
right.
Love is the only, love and beyond love, peace and joy and all those emotions are the ones where we feel that sense of freedom and lightness. So this is the mindset, and really emotional detox is a mindset. It's not just seven steps. It's allowing yourself to learn a whole new way of looking at it. And so
right, and a new way of doing life, really.
Right, and that saying, I don't need to go into the whole story and describing every emotion. I can just notice something's coming up. I can honor it and choose healing, because likely there's so much there. I mean, there's so much in between suppression, and then I believe that we absorb emotions from other people. I believe that we inherit emotions from other people, and I think it can travel genetically through the bloodline. So why would I spend all this time and energy trying to label everything, because I'm really never going to capture it all? It's so beyond. It's so big. But however, once you get into step two of the cleanse, you're really letting your breath handle that, because the breath can go far and wide, and it can cross all time, space, and dimension. So breathing is so incredibly healing. It's really your spirit. And so when you call on, remember that you're a spiritual being first. You are not your thoughts. And certainly in most cases, the thoughts aren't even true. So we just bring ourselves to that place that I am a spiritual being first, and I can heal this with the breathing, and the breath is emotion. So when you breathe, you're moving, you're feeling your all that movement. So I just believe that everything else is a reaction because of the way that I see what happens to people's bodies when we go into those other conversations about emotions. It always shows up in non-movement all the time, and it's fascinating. And I love when they're able to witness that in themselves. So that's a great awareness, is really understanding the difference between thinking about your feelings and labeling your feelings and actually feeling your feelings.
Right. And taking those moments to do so from wherever you are.
Exactly.
And sometimes do you feel as though, you know, once you're practicing and it's a new way of doing your life, it becomes second nature where you can just stop for a moment and feel it and then move on. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree. And then the focus is really on knowing that when you get that movement in the body, then it's about developing a skill of when we have movement, so we feel the body, we feel sensation, which is our emotions, then we have a responsibility of the way that we're going to direct this movement. So if I take my lens, if I take and I look at and I go back to what's bothering me or what happened or my finances or my problems, or then I'm taking all that movement, all that vibration, all that energy that I just created from the movement of my emotions, and I'm misusing it. I'm directing it right back at the very thing that was upsetting me. And now I've taken that and I've fused it with lots of energy, lots of movement, and now that gets bigger.
Mm.
So it's like a laser beam. Right? So we have to take responsibility for our emotional energy, and watch. Now we have a responsibility. I created this movement. I have a responsibility where I'm going to direct it. So
exactly.
That's why in the formula, within that formula, after the first three steps, which really gives you lots of emotional movement, that fourth step is about visualization and really learning to visualize what it is that you'd like to be creating. And
yes.
And starting to infuse that image and not having it be attached, because you don't know. You don't know what it's going to look like. So I always look at nature. I always visualize nature, because nature is, to me, it's God. And it's
yes. Now hold that thought, Shariana, because we need to go out to a break. Don't forget. Everyone will be back in the moment. Don't go away.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
choice is the greatest power we have, says bestselling author and thought leader Carolyn Mace. Join Carolyn Mace at Omega Institute and explore how your choices create consequences in all areas of your life. Take time to reflect on how you make decisions and discover how they can manifest in your journey of personal empowerment. For 20% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for the workshop Power Choices with Carolyn Mace at Omega, September 28th to 30th. Learn more at eomega.org.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com.
Discover how you can become an instrument of peace at this critical time. Psychic medium Karen Noe shares messages from Wayne Dyer and other celestial beings at Omega this October. Noe is joined by Wayne's daughters, Serena Dyer and Sage Dyer, for this weekend retreat that reveals profound truths for inner and outer peace. To receive 20% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for the We Consciousness Messages from Wayne Dyer retreat at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Now, to get in touch with Sherriana, you can go right on her site. It's sherrianaboyle.com. It's S-H-E-R-I-A-N-N-A Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E.com. You can find all her books there. All her books are on Amazon. And I'd like to say that I was just so loving the emotional detox. I endorse the book as well. I think every person, male or female, should have it and then pick it up again, you know, even after you've read it once. And after you've implemented the detox, the cleanse, look at it again because it's packed with really all kinds of nuggets to apply to your everyday life. And before the break, you were speaking about going into nature because nature is God, and it is. It's we're all in that big soup of glorious energy. So go right ahead, Sherriana.
Yeah. So I was saying that it's our responsibility when we feel our emotions to we have all this vibration now circulating in the body, and it's really about where you're going to direct it. And what are you going to be focusing on creating? Because it's really what I discovered when it was accidental that this happened, was I started working with the formula, and all of a sudden I'm starting to manifest things. And it was like crazy. And I'm realizing it's almost like you turn a corner. So you start to feel your emotions, and then that's not it. Then you begin to turn, you become the creator that we are and realize that this is a very high vibrational creative energy, very powerful. And so starting to direct that, what it is that you'd like to be creating in your life, and then moving from there, we move into the nourishment, which is the N in the formula, which is about and appreciating, and I talk about relationships and communication, and there's just a lot in there about nourishing. I believe that a lot of what it is that we desire is tied up in our relationships. So some people say, oh, I want more money. And my feeling is then work on your relationship with your son, your daughter, your partner, your friend, because that's where it is. It's not out there. It's right in front of you. It's in between you and whomever. That's where it gets hung up. So that nourishing piece is in nourishing relationships with ourselves and with nature. And that's something that we have gotten away from, Deborah, that one of the biggest learnings I've learned and I continue to learn from emotional detox is how important it is to come from a mindset that it's not just about my healing. It's being aware that this is about how can I help you heal as well.
Mm.
Yeah, that really sucked, right? Being clear, that really sucked, and feeling and but also helping each other heal, and that isn't really taught very often. You know, sometimes we look at that as a weakness, and when we look at other countries, you know, our country. I wrote The Four Gifts of Anxiety in 2015. And when I wrote that book, the statistics said there was 1 in 8 Americans that were suffering from anxiety. 50% of them will also have depression. Now here we are in 2018, and that statistic is now 1 in 5.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have so many tools, so many resources, so many things, absolutely free ways, proven to decrease. But what the research is showing is we have this mindset here in America that it's all about me.
Mm.
And that is what is holding us back. There's statistics of other countries. They're less, you know, like, for example, people in Rwanda are less anxious than people in America. And
right.
It's just there's a social awareness there. How can I help you heal? And so that's where the nourishment phase comes from. The realization that this isn't just about my healing. I have wounds, and you reflected them, and this is something, but also how can I help you? And so that is what we do in our daily lives. And I'm telling you, when we work on our relationships, we will have everything that we want, everything.
Mm. Right, and you spoke about, you know, it's not about me in the sense of, For those out there, when you're helping someone, you know, you're creating an energy, a vibration that is felt by the next person, and that energy and vibration can expand, and that's what we see happening. And so the heaviness and the negativity will fall by the wayside because everyone will feel this and want to help each other. I find, I don't know about you, but I think once you become conscious that there's a higher purpose to all of this and why we're here on Earth, once that knowledge comes and it resonates and it makes sense to you, then that's really when you want to do everything you can to serve others, to help others, because you feel it feels good. You feel authentic, like you're really in your spirit, because that's what we're all about, is helping each other and being, you know, that one life force. Before we run out of time, I'd love for you to I'd love for you to share one of the moments you had, which was a gift from the highest, when you had your wedding rings off and you chose to put them back on. Can you share, please?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember exactly what I wrote now in the book about that, but I do remember.
You were in the shower.
You were
in the shower, and you had this overwhelming, for the first time, you had this sense you found out about your husband's affair and all the things you went through. Do you want to continue? Or?
Yeah, I do. I know. It's funny because I'm writing something else now, and you write something, you don't really read it all the time. But yes, I do remember that. And there's been a lot with the wedding rings. I'm going to be honest with you, Deborah. The wedding ring, that's why part of me is like, what did I write? Because there's been a lot of different experiences for he and I with the rings. But I do remember having a feeling that was... The rings always represented, you know, for me, I talk about in the book, I became a bit of a holy roly through this experience, and I prayed a lot, so did he, and I just felt really that whole connection to God, like this is, but the rings, there's lots of ring stories, and I think if anybody's been through this, that you really torn on that ring thing. There's a part of you that says, you know, it's just a ring. You don't have to have a material possession, right? But the other part of you feels this. There's a sacrament there, and so I did choose to put them back on. I do have a new ring now, though. I will tell you that he has given me a new ring, and
wonderful.
We both have new rings, and it's different. It's more. Yeah, it's really nice. But there's been so many wonderful, amazing moments that have come through this experience. And I really think that, you know, a lot of people take yoga, and we hear those words, namaste. You know, the light in me sees the light in you. The worthiness in me sees the worthiness in you. And when you really allow yourself to feel your emotions and move through this process, you begin to see the worthiness in other people, and they rise when you do that. It's amazing how much I watch people rise, not just my situation and watching my husband rise up, but now supporting other people and watching them rise. It is really so beautiful when you allow yourself to really remember that they are worthy. No matter what happens, they have worthiness, and choosing to see that in them is incredibly transformative, and people will surprise you. I mean, they will rise if you see them in that light.
That's
so
right.
I will have to go back and read that.
Well, what happened was it was a message from God, because when you put those rings on,
and
you
the
found
note? Was that the note? Yes.
Yes, and then from the note, you found about the prayer beads. So
yes, thank you. I still have the note. Yeah, I don't remember it exactly, but I wrote it in the book. But yes, I wrote a note when I was in desperation. For about a year, I had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, I've never sat in the unknown like that. I had decided that I was going to give myself time before I made a decision. And I recommend that for people in any situation, especially when you've worked and you've put all the effort and the time and the love and the attention. Don't throw away something so quickly, whether it's a job or whatever it is. Give yourself time. And so I had given myself a timeline to sort of see, make a decision. But for about a year, I just really didn't know. I didn't know how it was all going to go. I didn't know, because it's not just about me. He could have chosen to leave the marriage. And I allowed myself, okay, well, we're in the unknown here. So I had written myself a note. I had channeled it from God, and it was a note, and I believe that shower moment reminded me to go find something, and then I found that note, and then